And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Argentina just made history with six evangelical Christian legislators winning seats in the National Congress for the first time. The group say they're not entering politics for career advancement, but as a missionary calling. Amen for that. A Texas physician has surrendered her medical license after Attorney General Ken Paxton sued her for illegally transitioning 21 minors in violation of state law. Now she's packing up and moving her practice to Oregon, where Democrat officials will welcome her with open arms. A New Jersey teenager is suing the company behind CloughOff, an AI tool that generated non-consensual nude images of her when she was just 14. Because she was a minor, the altered image qualifies as child sexual abuse material under federal law. A Virginia teacher has filed suit against Fairfax County Public Schools after they suspended her for exposing a school's social worker's secret facilitation of abortions on teenage girls without parental consent. The teacher reported incidents dating back to 2021 where the social worker not only arranged and funded abortions for one underage student, but pressured another to undergo the procedure as well. Canada continues its march toward becoming a euthanasia factory, with a new study promoting liver transplants from euthanasia victims. Researchers found that organs from people killed by so-called medical assistance in dying work just as well as other donations, which will only increase pressure to euthanize vulnerable Canadians. One co-investigator celebrated how impactful it can be for saving lives in someone's final act of generosity. President Trump has ended a Biden-era policy that would have used federal taxpayer dollars to transport unaccompanied migrant children across state lines for abortions. The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel concluded Biden's rule violated the Hyde Amendment, which bars federal abortion funding. Biden's lawyers claimed paying for transportation wasn't the same as paying for abortions themselves, a distinction the Trump administration rightly rejected as semantics. And finally, a Texas couple faces charges after police discover their 26-year-old special needs son buried in their backyard. December and Jonathan Mitchell are accused of tampering with evidence after conflicting Facebook posts about their son's death prompted a welfare check. The couple claimed he died at a local hospital, but that turned out to be false. Police found his body in a shallow grave, and while the cause of death remains undetermined, authorities haven't ruled out additional charges. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.